The Rebbe, the Admor, Reb Yitzchak Varkey, he would say like this: I want to say a Purim Dika Kal V'Chomer. And he would say as follows: Madach, that from all the generations until now, Mashiach didn't come yet. So Kal V'Chomer, and certainly Mashiach should come today. That's what he would say on Purim. Now this certainly needs a hesber. Does anybody have shot in Kal V'Chomer like this? One more time. Madach, Mashiach hasn't come yet throughout all the generations. So today, certainly Mashiach should come. Very difficult Kal V'Chomer to understand. How is it even called the Kal V'Chomer? So of course, the words of Tzaddikim have to be understood with Shevich Akiras. Even there's Dvarim Ba'alma, Sichasim Shel Talmidei Chachamim, especially when they made insights, Torahdik insights on Inyanim. Many times it captured in just a quick, very quick line, the essence of a very deep Nakuda. That goes without saying. So to begin, the Devei Chaim is quoted as saying as follows about himself. He remarked that every Purim he made an inyan to learn the Pirush HaRan, Rabbeinu Nissim, one of the Mefarshim of the Rishonim, later Rishonim. And he explained the reason why he was knowing that, because the Ran, he writes B'Seichel HaYashar. I guess he felt, not. I also feel that way, not that I'm anything near fingertips of the Devei Chaim, but he had felt that the Ran had a very strong Seichel HaYashar. And Devei Chaim said that this is a Bechina of Mechias Amalek on Purim. Because since Amalek is a Seichel Akum, it's a crooked Seichel, and the Ran is a Seichel Yashar, so by learning Ran, that's a Bechina of Mechias Amalek on Purim. What we see from the words of the Devei Chaim is that, firstly, that Amalek is a Seichel Krum, it's a Krum Seichel. And secondly, we know the Klal Zelu Mazeh Asa Elikim. Being the Klal Yisrael and Amalek are Zelu Mazeh to each other on many levels. What that means is that Klal Yisrael is considered to be the Seichel HaYashar. In fact, Klal Yisrael is called Yisrael, and also the name Yeshurun, and the Avos HaKedoshim are called Yesharim. What that tells us is that Klal Yisrael is the Seichel HaYashar of the world. And a Krum HaSvara, that's a Malik. Now there's a very big difference between a Krum HaSvara and Stam Shtus. It's very easy to be makir the difference between something which is seichodik and something which is a shtus ba'alma. However, the cunningness of a malik is that they're able to portray something which is krum as being really seichodik and yashar. That's why it's called the krum asvara, a seichel which is not glat. It's a seichel, it's a svara. And to be able to convince somebody that what you're saying makes sense, even though it does not make sense, and it's crook, that's a malik. We find by Haman that after Vashti committed the crime which she did, so Haman approaches Ahasuerus, and he comes with the following svara. He says, really, Vashti may have done something which may seem like it wasn't such a big offense. She just said that she wasn't showing up to the party nude. It seems kind of normal. Normal request. Especially Achashverosh was a shikar. But he presented it in a way that he took a tiny thing which she had done and he made it into something which was a capital offense. And he said with the following svar, Hilal HaMelech Levadai if Savashti HaMalka, it wasn't a crime against the king himself, rather Ki Al Kol HaSarim V'Al Kol HaAmim. You know the dangers which can come out of this? The women will disrespect their husbands and the whole world can be turned over. So Achashverosh is makabel that. He regretted it later, but he was a shikar, so he really couldn't be mavchin between a sechal yashar and a sechal of hakmumias, krimasvara. So he was makabel it. And apparently all the other ministers were also makabel it. What you see from here is that Haman didn't say a shtos ba'am. It wasn't just a ridiculous idea that he wanted to present. He liked, and this was his motive, to be able to present a krum asfara, that it should be niskabel as a svara ishar. That's a malik. The roots of this we find by the source and the shayrish of a malik, which is the nachash and the gan. So we find that the nachash, he approached Adam and Chava, primarily Chava. And the Torah tells us that he came with all types of tainus to try to convince Chava that it would be okay to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as Tevira. One of the things which he said was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he took this Eitz, he ate from it and created the world. Really, he knows that this is very special and he doesn't want you being like him. So Memela, he forbids you from eating it, lest you shouldn't be like him. Yisim Kelehim. Now this is obviously, to all of us, it's very ridiculous. And perhaps the reason why he didn't approach Adam and he approached Chava is because Chazal tell us that a Nashim is Dait and Kalasim. Whereas Adam HaRishon, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, HaElohim Asa Es HaAdam Yashar. That he was an Ish Yashar and he had a Yashar Dikasecha. And he was able to be Mamchim between a Krimasvara and a Svara Yashar. And when he heard, and they had the question also, Adam had a Kasha too. Why is it that Hashem doesn't want me to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as? Although he may not have known that answer and it was a chok to him, nevertheless, he still had the Svara Yashar to be able to be manfchin between what's a good pshat and what's not a good pshat. Whereas Chava did not have that ability because Nashim died in Kalasim. So he approached her and he came up with a pshat. Now to a Sechel Yashar, that's a very faulty pshat, it's a very krum pshat, Menei Ubei, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created this world with the intention to be mative, and if they were to behold the world around them, they were able to see that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was for the purpose of doing good to Basav Adam. Adam Rishon was on the Madrega of Kelikim Kimat. Malachim wanted to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this tree because then you would be like him. It's so krum and it's so crooked, Minei Ubei, because the whole purpose of creation was that Hashem should create a man who should be B'Tzelem Elokim. If that was the pshat, then there would be nothing more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want a man to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. But he was able to take this svara and to portray it to the Isha as a svara yashara, and she was makabel that svara. And she had chashashas about that svara. But he knew that Adam wouldn't be makabel that. So what he did was that he went to the Isha, and he had the Isha presented to the Adam, and tried to convince the Adam to be makabel the svara, and just to bechlal eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. Despite the fact that he was an Adam Yashar. How is that going to work? Because you have a klal. And when it comes to ahava, not everything is black and white. Adam loved Chava. This is his wife. You have a klal when it comes to dvarim shel ahava. For example, we find al kop shayim techasa ahava, that when a person feels love for someone, he conceals and he doesn't focus on their shortcomings. But even more so, we find, but the idea Chazal tells us, ahava mikalkeles hashura, that ahava has the ability to be mikalkel that which is ashura, which is straight. Shura is from the lashon yashar. And because of the love that Adam had for Chava, even though he was a straight shooter, a straight thinker, Halakim asas Adam yashar. Nevertheless, since the Ahava is Mekalkelas Ashura, since he loved Chava, so it clouded his vision and he was not able to see the Krumkeit in the Svara and to be able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. That's why the Sfar Makdashim tell us that on many levels the Akedas Yitzchak was a tikkun for the Achid of Eitz Hadas Tevera. And this idea that Ahava Mekalkelas Hashura emerges from the sugya of Akedas Yitzchak. Because that kilkul, that Mekalkelas, that first kilkul, was a kilkul which was rooted in the Ahava Mekalkelas Hashura. In Avram Avinu, through his Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah, that was an Ahava Mekalkelas Hashura which was praiseworthy Ahava Mekalkelas Hashura. How he acted in a way which was L'mala Min HaSeichel because of his love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he was mad if his ahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam more than his ahava for his son, opposite of Adam, which on some level that he was mad if his ahava for the Isha more than his ahava Hashem. Now when it comes to a Krum Svara and finding a Krum Svara, so what do you do with a Krum Svara? You're living with a Chavusa, you found to be ma'oimid on the Nekudas HaPshat in the Sugya. You're supposed to find the Svara Yashara. So if you feel that something is not a Svara Yashara, you have two approaches. You can either be Madche the Svara, or you can find a place for the Svara. That it may not be the Nekuda here, but you can find a place for it. Maybe there is a place for the crooked Svara. There's a very big nafka meaning between the two. A person who feels, or that he is, a Baal Svara Yashara and Svara Nechayna, and he sees a Krum Svara, and he doesn't allow himself to be convinced by a svara, which is a krum svara, and he's able to hold on to his yashras. When he sees a krum svara, it's ma'ayir within himself a certain midah. And that's the midah of a schaik. One of the reasons why we laugh is because when something is in an oifim, which is mekalkelas hashura, that it's not the way that you expected it to go, or it's not so yashar, if you don't fall for it, and you're able to maintain your place of seeing things correctly, then you laugh at that thing. Then it becomes a schaik. A very dignified person is walking down the street, right, and he falls, that's funny. It's a bechin of mekalkelas hashura. It's out of the ordinary. And that doesn't mean that everybody's going to now walk down the street and fall. You have to be able to maintain your place of a svar yashara, of that which is nachon v'yashar. And then if you can discern between that which is crooked and not crooked, and to be able to observe it in that light, so then that which is krum can actually become a schaik. And this is really the great schaik of which we say, Azi Mali schaik pinu, that in those times there's going to be a gewaltig schaik of l'asalavo, because there's a way of tikkun ha'olam, which is not just to be madche all the ra and all the krum asfaras in the world, but to be able to behold them, to see them, to perhaps even find the rightful place. And when you do so, it's moyli d'schaik. And this is really the amazing schaik which we have on Purim. The schaik which we have on Purim is one of which we maintain our sense of yashrus, and we're able to incorporate all the krumkeit into making like a lavush or finding a place for it. And that's Moed the Schaik. for a Jew to dress up the entire year looking like a guy, if he thinks that that's a Sfar Yashara and a good way to go, then that's called Krum. But if he dresses up as a guy in the spirit of Schaich, because he knows that in his Pnimius, and the way he conducts himself the rest of the year, that he dresses like a Yid dresses, then if he dresses up on Purim like a guy, that's a Schaich. What would be Krumkeit throughout the rest of the year, on Purim it becomes a Schaich, because the Sfar Yeshara is embedded so deeply. The Liman Haran on Purim, the Gili of the Sfar Yeshara. And then if you find the rightful place for the Krumkeit, that's called a Schaich. There's a remez to this in the words of the Ari. He writes that we find the Shem Havaya in the words of Haman and also in the words of Esther. Haman says when he sees that Mordechai won't bow down, all that I have is not worth it to me. If I have everything, it doesn't matter as long as Mordechai the Tzaddik doesn't bow down. And the Rebbe points out that the Sofei Tevos of is the Shem Havaya backwards. It's actually the Tzuras Hashem for Chodesh Tammuz. A Hey, then a Vav, then a Hey, then a Yud. When Esther speaks to Achashverosh, and she invites him and Haman to her Suda, she says, Yavu HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, which is the Rosh Tevas Havaya, written Yashar. And he makes note of that, the Arizal. And he says that when Haman speaks, you see that there's a certain hafucha in the Shem Havaya, whereas where Esther speaks, there's a certain yashrus to the Shem Havaya. So what this means to us, on our level, according to what we're being masbir, is that Haman is able to take the Shem Havaya and to be mahapachid in his words. Whereas Esther is able to see the Shem Havaya ba'ofen yashar. Because Esther represents the Yashus HaSeichel. And Haman represents the Krumkeit of the Seichel. But hidden within the words, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. But Nignaz, and inherent in the words of Esther herself, of Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, is an invitation for Achashverosh and Haman to attend her Suda. Now, who is Stam Melech in the Megillah? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So really, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom is an invitation for the Ribbono Shel Olam and Haman to come to her Suda. It's very shver. You're inviting Havaya to come to your Suda, and you're inviting Haman, who's Mahapech Havaya, to your Suda. But the Teretz is that on Purim, such a thing is possible. Because as long as you're Makdim, the HaMelech before the Haman, that as long as you're Svar Yashara, you're Havaya Yashara, as long as your Havaya is Yeshara, you can invite Haman, even though his Havaya is backwards. That's a Purim Dikazach. Then you find a place for even that which is Krum, which is a Bechin of a Malik, that even a Malik has some type of a Tikkun, because it knows how to attach itself to a Dvar Yashar. And that's Moilud Datzchaik. That's how we find that you're supposed to drink on Purim Adel Yadla B'mar Haram and Levarach Mordechai. And the Arizal writes that you're supposed to drink until the point where you say Baruch Haman. Now throughout the rest of the year, to any thinking person, it seems completely krum to say Baruch Haman. Isn't the whole thing of Shoshanat Yaakov to say Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esef Achalat Tzadikim Baruch Haman Arua Zeresh Arua Kol HaRashayim? You got to the point of Adel Yadla that you say Baruch Haman. But the pshat is that after you read the Megillah, Friday night, Purim night, and then Purim day, and you see the Yashrus, and you're a Bar Das, and you see the Seichel HaYashar, and you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos Matanos Avyonim, and you do everything which is Zach V'Yashar, and you come to the end of the day, and you drink to the point of Ad Layana, where it's not a Das. But it's not a das which is mevatel the dask. Your das is very rooted in Svar Yashara. And when you say Baruch Haman, you don't really mean Baruch Haman. You know that that's a schaik. Then that's okay. That type of a schaik is permissible. That type of an adal yada is permissible because that adal yada is rooted very strongly in the das, which have already been meyaseid so strongly throughout the course of the entire day of Purim from beginning to end. So only when you come to the end of Purim, which is like the nekuda, the adal yada of that das, that's the rightful place for the svar, krum svaras. That it's rooted in the Svar Yisharas, and when that is, then that's Moilad Eschaik, which is the Inyan of Baruch Haman as well. So therefore, that which the Varki says, I want to say, a Purim Dikakal V'chaymer. The Mashiach, if he hasn't come yet throughout all the generations, he should certainly come today. Now, I don't know if that Kal V'chaymer makes sense as of yet. I don't understand that as a Kal V'chaymer. However, something which relates to Mashiach, that type of a secha, which is Mashiach tika secha, which is the ha'ara which we have on Purim, which is the Yavah HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, that you invite the Svara, the Kruma Svara, to have a place with the Svara Yishara. So throughout the rest of the year, that wouldn't be a Kal V'Chaymer at all. Because it's not a Kal V'Chaymer Menei Ubei, but on Purim it is. There's a place for the Krum Asfara, along with the Svara Yishara. There is a Svara Yishara to that. Doesn't make exactly 100% sense, such a Svara. But on Purim, that's a Kal V'chaymer. From a Kabbalah, that is a Kal V'chaymer, and that itself is a Mechiyas HaMalik. When you find the place of the Krum Asfara, that's Chayk. That's a Purim Dikas Chayka, Dika Kal V'chaymer. Now, l'malam izeh, a more pinimius to kapshat, you can actually find a hezber to this Kal V'chaymer. Understand that the tkufa that Klai Yisrael lived in at this time of the Nes of Purim was post Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara tells us that Bayis Rishon was very different than Bayis Sheni. And the Bayis Rishon had all the milas. There was an Aron, there was Nevuah, there was an Urim V'Tumim, there was a Beis HaMikdash. There was Malchus Shlomai. There was everything. And Churban Beis HaMikdash meant on the Haras Bavel, Shambachinu, that they had lost everything. And the reason why they had lost everything was because, as the Torah warns us, V'ra'am levavecha v'shachachta, es Hashem Elokecha, that the Yidden came to a gaiva. They came to a gaiva, which comes from Amalek himself, V'ram, Tzfarim Kvish, tell us, V'ram is Gematria Malik, V'ram Levavecha V'Shachachta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them after Churban Bayis Rishon with none of these milas. Now on some level, this is supposed to bring us closer to the Geula. How so? Because the Gaiva, although it may have began as a Gaiva de Kedusha, which Klai Yisrael had in the Tkuf of the Bayis Rishon, Mashiach did not come. And what that tells us about the coming of Mashiach is that the coming of Mashiach has more to do with Anava than it has to do with Gaiva de Kedusha. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is leading Klai Yisrael throughout this entire journey, from beginning to end, to the times of Mashiach, is that we come to a place where we're makir, that we have nothing to rely on or to pride ourselves in other than the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. In other terms, perhaps more Hasidish terms, this is what's called the Darg of Ayin. The Darg of Ayin, the Darg of Bittul and Anava Lifnei Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Gaiva. Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. And the Gaiva of Hashem is the Yugim Amidas of Rachamim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgai in the fact that there's no bigger Baal Rachamim in the world than Him. And our job as Klal Yisrael is to take all of the Gaiva which we may have, which we may feel inside of ourselves, and give that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should clothe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own Gaiva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgai in our Gaiva, that's why we say by Kriyas Yamsuf, Ashir L'Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgai in our Gaiva. That creates the Hatzalah from Mitzrayim. And notice there's a very big difference between the first time that Yisrael left Mitzrayim and the second time by Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal say in the Medrash, Pakod Yifkod Elokim Mitzrayim. Pakod by Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yifkod by Kriyas Yamsuf. There was two Shlavim. And of course, Kriyas Yamsuf was much greater than all the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Despite the fact that there were 10 Makos, it would seem that Kriyas Yamsuf was just one moment of an ace. But Chazal tell us there was came out 250 Nisim by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Many more Makos in Nisim than there were by the entire Tkufa of the Asara Makos, the whole year of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But the difference is that Yitzis Mitzrayim was one of Geulas Mitzrayim. Whereas Kriyas Yamsuf was a Geula Me'ein La'asalava. And the difference between the two is because the first time Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was one of because there was a Havtacha which was made to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Begrudgingly, Kivyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the Jewish people out. Not begrudgingly, Mamish, but because there was no choice. There was a Shua, and Hashem, with His love, made that Shua, but Bnei Yisrael had to leave. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia on them a tremendous ratzon. And the reason why that was because there was a key of the idea of Ashiru Hashem Kiga Oga'ah. The Bnei Yisrael, that they turned for the Baruch Hashem from a place that there was nowhere to turn other than you. There was the Yam on the one side, Mitzrayim on the other side, and they davened from a place of complete bittel. Ma titzak eilai. Ma is the Lashon of Anova, the Sfarim Kedoshim tell us. Davened Bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Greater Nisim took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf in the first Yitzia of Mitzrayim. Because the ha'ara from the asa lava, the yeshua of the asa lava, comes from a place of ayin, of complete bittul to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And davening from that place of complete bittul. And the more that we give our gaiva to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more rachmanis that he has on us. Because his gaiva is yigim midos of rachamim. And rachmanis is on a person who has nothing, that he feels like he's completely incapable. And he turns to Rebbeinu Shel Olam from that place. So the more that we give our gaiva to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more that he's misga'eh, and that means, that translates into more hashpas of yugid l'midas of rachamim. More rachamim for Bnei Yisrael. More rachamim for Bnei Yisrael. And in truth, that's the greatest gaiva which Hashem has and what we have. Chazal say, V'mokum sh'ata moiseh g'dulosu shal kadosh baruch hu, sh'ma'ata moiseh an v'sanusay. That the very place where you find Hashem's gedula, that's where you find his anava. Hashem's gedula is his gaiva. And in that gaiva, you find his anava. Hashem says, what is my gaiva? My gaiva is yigim midas of racham, that I'm the greatest giver, that I have the most compassion. That's his anava. His gaiva is his anava. There's a yichud of gaiva and anava in that place. That's because his gaiva is rooted in his anava. And this is what we find by Mordechai and Esther as well. That the Yeshua of Purim was one which is mamash me'ein la'asalava. Shuvasam ha'isa la'natzach. Because the Megillah says about Mordechai, Ein Mordechai koreya mishtachave. And it says about Esther, Ein Esther ma'gedes me'ladizah. That Esther is the dag of ayin, and Mordechai is the dag of ayin. And these were the mediums which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to bring this ge'ula, which was me'ein la'asalava, because of their complete anavan bittul. Mordechai's bittul to Esther, Esther's bittul to Mordechai. If you see in the Megillah, you'll see what we mean. And they're together, they're bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. But because he didn't sing Shira, he wasn't Zaycha. When do you see the quality of Chizkiyahu that Hashem chose or felt that he wanted him to be Mashiach? Chazal tell us that Chizkiyahu, unlike his predecessors, when it came time to make Melchama, it says, I forget about which kings it was said, I don't have the Medrash in front of me, Chazal tell us that unlike his predecessors, who when they went out to war, when they went out to fight, they took sword in hand and they went out to fight, Chizkiyahu said about himself, I can't do anything. I can't do any Melchama whatsoever. The only thing I can do is to go into bed and that's it. So the Chizkiyahu went to bed and he went to sleep and he was both Heyach and the Rabbanus and Hashem would help him. This Madrega of Chizkiyahu, that Bitachon and the Rabbanus, that I have mamish nothing, that there's nothing which I can do which will be pearl this Yeshua. Whether I try, whether I don't try. Everything is complete Bitachon. And the fact that he went to sleep and he had a good night's sleep, that he wasn't worried. Going to sleep means if you can't sleep if you're worried. He went to sleep and he wasn't worried. He knew that everything would happen. That's called Nekudas Mashiach. But because he didn't sing Shira, it wasn't complete. And that's Nekudas Mashiach. comes from a place of ayin, of bittul. Even the letters Mashiach is from the words mach yesh. Mach is like emcha, to wipe away the yeshes. It's a place of ayin and bittul. That's why Chizkiyahu was the candidate for Mashiach. Like Mordechai and Esther, they didn't put up a fight against Haman. They didn't go out in the streets and they made a parade or make a macha publicly. It was an act of tefillah in the Rechayiv Ha'ir from a place of sak ve'efer and tefillah from a place of ein lanu al milismach el alavinu shema shamayim. It was a gili of the nekud of ayin. And that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu is bringing us now to. Not only do we not have a Beis HaMikdash or Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh or Kehanim and Levim or Urim V'Tumim, any of the Madrigas of the Kedoshim and the Purushim and the Chassidim and the Tzadikim, we're literally the lowest of the lowest. And nevertheless, on some level, although in Chitzonius of the Gaiva the Kedusha B'nai Yisrael, that's falling every single day, as Chazal say, that there's not a single day that the Klala is not worse today than it was the day before. Nevertheless, in the Pnimius, as Sfarim tell us, Dor L'Dor Yishavach Ma'asecha, that every day, every passing generation brings us closer to Mashiach. Because there's no other generation other than the present generation was able to be makir its shiflus and that inyan of ayin and bittul than before. And that's the recipe, that's the nekuda for Bias Mashiach. And that's why Haman's nefila was where? It says, Haman neifel al hamita. Haman fell on the mita of Esther and Achashverosh. Why the mita? Because that's the very same mita that Chizkiyo laid on. That from that place called the mita, that you can go to sleep assured knowing that there's nothing which you can do, but you trust Rabbi Inshallah that everything will be fine. The closer a person is to that feeling, the closer he is to his Nekudas Mashiach. And Esther had that Nekuda. And Mordechai had that Nekuda, like the Sfasema says, U'Mordechai Yadas Kol HaShenasa. I'll peep shout what that means, that Mordechai knew everything would have transpired between the deal between Achashverosh and Haman. Taiches the Sfasema says, Mordechai knew everything which would happen too. He knew that the Jewish people would be saved. He had complete bitachon, but he cried out in the streets anyways, because he wanted to make Ori Klai Sol Tetshuva. He wanted to make a Hishtadlis on some level. But he knew, Bivado, that there would be a Yeshua. U'Mordechai Yadas Kol HaShenasa. Mordechai could have fallen asleep in bed every night. That place of bitachon is the Kudas Mashiach. In fact, the word Purim is from the word Puraya. I think the Chida says this. Puraya means a bed. That bed of bitachon, you can go to sleep at night, knowing that everything will be okay, that's the Kudas Mashiach. And by the way, that's why by Paro, it says that when Moshe and Aaron had told him that there was going to be a Makas Bechorah, says Paro says, it's okay, I don't believe it. And he says, he went to sleep. He went to sleep on that. And he himself was a Bechor. And the Moshe and Aaron were threatening his own life. But Paro said, no, I can go to sleep, not a big deal. Woke him up in the middle of the night to get out of here. Because Paro is the antithesis of Mashiach. That I can go to sleep at night, and Paro was b'teich in his own godliness, that I'm untouchable. That's the complete opposite and the antithesis of the Nekudas Mashiach, which is that I'm completely vulnerable. I myself, I'm ayin. And I realized, bevados, that there's nothing other than Mishlalim Hashem Echad, nothing which can be done other than turning to the Rabbi Nishlalim. Completely, surely, with that sense of bitachon. And the bitachon comes that if a person is able to delve so deeply into the oneness of the Rabbi Nishlalim, into his emunah, he finds a place of bitachon which assures him that everything will be okay. And that's his simin, that he's reached a very strong place in that, and his emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So getting back to the Vark Yizchav HaChomer, so although in Chitzonius we didn't understand Pshat, but we understood that there's a place, even for a Krumah Svara, on Purim, which is Me'ein La'Salavai. However, according to this, let's repeat the Kav HaChomer one more time. If Mashiach hasn't come until now, Kav HaChomer, he should come today. What that means is that Mashiach hasn't come till now, means that they haven't reached the Nekuda yet, that Klai Yisrael has fallen so low. Not so low, but reached a point that we're able to be makir with certainty, that we mamish have nothing. Because how do we compare it to the previous generations? The Gemara tells us, if the Rishonim are Malachim, then we're like Basav Adam. And if they're like Bnei Adam, then we're like Chamayrim. That Klal is true for all generations. And really, this kavah chomer can be said every day. That if it didn't come in previous generations, then let it come today. It should come today, because I mock you more than my predecessors, that I'm an ayin. How can any person who has any sense of asfar yishar think that he could be greater than the previous generations? So it is a good kavah chomer. If Mashiach hasn't come until now, kavah chomer should come today. And you can say the same thing about tomorrow. And that's rooted in Purim, because that's Nizgale, that gaiva of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ashir Lashem Ki Ga'uga, and they sing Shira by the Nefilas Haman, and Shira is the Oisios Yashar, which is with the previous Torah. Anyways, we should be able to see on Purim to be Makir more than anything. The more that we're able to be Makir, the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ava which he has, to grow in Amunah and Bitachon the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's a Purim Dika Avoida, we should be Zeicha, to Kaim all the mitzvahs of Purim Ke. Kedavai, like we're supposed to, especially the Indian of Shti Purim, which we spoke about numerous times. Shabbat should help us, we should be zeicha to come to that place of Anava, of Kigaiga'a, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing our Gaiva, and to be zeicha to all that Hashpah, to come, to be Mashiach Tzidkenu, Halavai this Purim, be a skoyel tzedek, may have been Amen.